Obviously, people are very anxious about the stability of the remaining cliff, the properties at the top, the people who live there, the wider community of Laxey who enjoy the amenity of the beach. So it's a very concerning time for everybody. I was very heartened to hear, you can obviously see the amount of public interest in it and this evening's meeting, and it was promising that they're engaging a health and safety expert to represent them in terms of liaising with all the various government departments. And for the residents, they want to see action, because at the minute everyone is on the edge, dangling over the edge of a very unstable appearing cliff face. And the worry now is, with the amount of rain forecast, how stable is that bank? Did all the various authorities actively carry out their responsibilities when the development started? And unfortunately, and what I'm hearing from some organisations, is perhaps this is becoming a civil matter between adjoining landowners.
You said in the meeting that you're going to be asking some questions in Tynwald. Is this something that you had already planned before the landslide?
Our deadline for House Keys questions is the Monday before the following week's sitting, so I put a couple of questions down on Monday and they will be going forward to the House Keys on Tuesday. One is querying with the Environment Minister, Claire Barber, whether the planning enforcement powers are adequate, and another question to the DOI Minister for Infrastructure, asking what actions his officers are taking and if he'll give a statement in light of the cliff face.